there is a war on America as founded. And one of those who helps finance that war is billionaire George Soros, who recently handed over what has been described as, quote-unquote, his evil empire to his 37-year-old son, Alex. Alex has recently visited the Biden White House about 20 times. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld is the founder and president of the New York-based American Center for Democracy and the Economic Warfare Institute. She wrote a book recently called The Soros Agenda. Decades ago, Rachel Ehrenfeld predicted, quote, unchallenged, Soros would change the political landscape of the U.S., end quote. Well, he certainly seems to be succeeding. This is Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome to the program Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. Dr. Ehrenfeld, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So tell us about the book, The Soros Agenda, and why did you decide to write it in the first place?
The Soros Agenda, as you mentioned, many years ago I warned that unchallenged Soros will change the political landscape of the United States, and apparently those who should have listened didn't. And he managed to change the political landscape of the United States. Look at what's happening around you. So I decided to write it now because the book was published now. It has been written, I wrote it last year, because I recognized that and realized that unless more people will know, the public will know about the agenda that Soros had in mind, the plan that he set in motion in 1993, and the strategies that he employed in order to execute it, it's not only the money, but the strategies as well, the more they should know about it, the more able they will be to resist it and to counter it, because apparently not enough attention was given to him. And when, what was it, in 2020 only, or 2019, some attention was given to the fact that he was funding DA, the elections of different district attorneys and prosecutors. That was kind of quite along the way in changing the system. He started changing the and declared that that's his one of the major things that he was doing to change the legal system in the United States. And so I decided to reveal the plans, other plans as well, and how he went about implementing them. If you know the enemy, you can fight it. If you don't know the enemy and its plan, you cannot do anything.
All right, so let's just take the example of crime, since you mentioned the district attorneys. There's at least about 90 or so district attorneys and prosecutors in America that have been heavily funded to basically they've taken over in these different places. This includes in the city of Philadelphia, Los Angeles. Yep. It was true in Missouri or St. Louis up until recently. I think that one was fired. I think the one in Chicago is in trouble. But here's the bottom line is that these people have essentially punished those who have tried to fight back, and meanwhile they're letting criminals go. I mean, that's what it seems to be. It's almost as if George Soros was looking for America's Achilles heel, and he found it in part through funding these very liberal, district attorneys who let the innocent get punished, and then they let the guilty go free.
Oh, but you come on, you don't understand. This is part of the legal reform. You know, the United States needed a legal reform, and whatever happened in Congress was not to his liking, so he decided to change it through grassroots. So electing district attorneys, qualified or not, but the major qualification is that they are progressives, and they want to they want to carry out Soros' agenda of supporting crime because criminals are victims. So let's victimize the public instead. They refuse to comply with the law. They decide what to prosecute, what is not, downgrade crimes. So different states and cities have made changes in other laws regarding the arrest and bails. So no bail is very common now. So there is no accountability, really. And crime is continuing to flourish.
So who is George Soros and what is his ultimate goal when it comes to America?
Well, he said that, as I mentioned earlier, he said that Soros will be 93 next month. Actually, I think in August 13, if I'm not mistaken. He also handed over the foundations to his youngest son, Alexander. There was an announcement about it last month in the Wall Street Journal. Although back in 2018, Soros took his youngest son and he took him around the world to introduce him to prime ministers, to presidents, to different ministers, to heads of international organizations, as his heir. So this was in the making for quite a few years. And he left him a huge war chest of $25 billion to carry out the agenda he set in motion. Soros started with this in the United States after he became a billionaire. He opened his Open Society Institute, which is really an Orwellian way to describe it, because what he's doing is really trying to close the society and create chaos in society. Here in Manhattan, from where I'm speaking, and set out, the first challenge was really to change laws in the United States. He said that was a major issue because the legal system needed reform, and especially the criminal system needed reform, which included incarceration and of course, prosecution. And he started actually with attempts to legalize drugs. And he wanted, why legalize drugs and not something else? Because this was a test to see what would the American public be willing to tolerate, would be willing to submit to, would be willing, what kind of values it will be willing to give up, and how can it be co-opted or persuaded to do things which were unthinkable and unacceptable at the time. And he succeeded. He went slowly. He started with Arizona and California. He wanted to legalize all drugs, but there was a pushback, so he decided to go, let's legalize marijuana. And today, marijuana is legal almost in most states. It's becoming a huge business. And the number of drug addicts has increased tremendously. And the number of criminals had increased tremendously. The number of people who are doped all the time had increased tremendously. And by the way, people who use marijuana, and since despite the fact that marijuana is available now legally, the illegal market, in contrast to what Soros promised, Soros said, no, once the marijuana will be legal, the illegal market will disappear. Well, no, it actually increased too. And together with marijuana, sometimes you get fentanyl in it as well, and other drugs, which lead to addiction to other drugs as well. And the problem with marijuana was never the fact that law prevented from consuming it, from buying it, for selling it. The problem is the chemicals. It's the chemical combination. It was the plant, if consumed, can cause. And it can cause psychiatric problems. It affects the brain. It affects the whole systems in the body. It creates heart problems. It can even affect the genetic makeup, so that you can pass the effects to your offsprings. And despite the fact that there are tons, mountains of evidence about the damages caused by using marijuana, it is allowed. It's continuing to be legalized, and the goal is for the federal government to legalize it. I hope it will not happen, but it is truly, I think, devastating the American families and people. It's enslaving people who are, addiction really enslaves people physically and mentally.
It's almost as if George Soros set out to ruin America, and he's succeeding in large part.
Yeah, well, he said also that the main obstacle to stable and just world order is the United States. So, so if we don't want the United States, let's, sovereignty is not good. So let's open the borders. The next thing was encouraging illegal migration. And I think we have a little problem with that as well these days, don't we?
Yeah, with the open borders. I mean, this is amazing. It's almost as if anything good, Soros is against it. What does Soros think about God and religion and churches and so forth?
Oh, Soros is agnostic. And he was born into a Jewish family, but he doesn't observe anything. And in fact, he opposes the Jewish state of Israel. And he funds all kinds of progressive left and even Palestinian groups that oppose the existence of the Jewish state of Israel. So I don't know what he thinks about churches, but in general, religion is not his thing. But he encourages transgenderism and climate change and all kind of other really ideas that became, that have their own sex groups of believers in them, and they don't allow any deviation from thinking or saying what they want to hear.
Okay, we have about 1 minute left. What else do you want to say about the Soros agenda? And by the way, when you were describing all the things about crime, it made me wonder, in my mind, I wonder if George Soros has any bodyguards. I wonder if George Soros has maybe a wall or a gate around his house.
Well, he has big fences, at least around some of the houses. And I'm sure that he's well protected. The Soros agenda is available on Amazon and other booksellers. And if your listeners will go to acdemocracy.org, it's the website of the American Center for Democracy, acdemocracy.org, they can see the information where to purchase the book, as well as many other articles that I've written since the book was published, and also articles about Soros and his activities over the years are available also on this website.
Okay.
Not only that, there are other things as well.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. acdemocracy.org for more information. All the best. Thank you, Dr. Aaron
Feld. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.